Hello, this is Heather Torville, RN, for Nursing 482, Professor Judith Ryan. This is my Community Health Plan podcast. You'll see my attached reference sheet, so please use that as a guide as I refer to my references. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Community health has become an essential component in nursing. Over the years, it has helped shape and mold nurses to become more integrated within the community as opposed to just another individual. What are we doing to help the community? How are we promoting healthy lifestyles and preventing diseases within a health population? Leading health indicators serve as guidelines to the many topics that affect the nation and are used every day in nursing practice. Now that everyone has familiarized themselves with the genome map, eco map, and description of the family that was talked about last week, who will be referred to as the Jones family, it can be further discussed as how we as nurses are going to help this family and the community that they live in. What influences the social determinants that this family faces on a daily basis? What about epidemiology? Lastly, based on the leading health indicators chosen for this family, what nursing diagnosis can be formulated? First, let's discuss our role as public health nurses. The major goal of public health nursing is to preserve the health of the community and surrounding populations by focusing on health promotion and health maintenance of individuals, families, and groups within the community. That quote was by Nyes and McHugh in 2015. We as nurses need to partner with other members and organizations within the community to form relationships, increase growth, and encourage others. To create a community health plan that is tailored to the needs of specific families, a thorough assessment is completed and an interdisciplinary team is then created to ensure that all aspects are addressed. As we remember with the Jones family, they're experiencing quite a hardship. They're on a limited income and cannot afford the necessary items in life, such as clean water, healthy food, no medical, dental, or prenatal care. They're not able to drive. Each family member has comorbidities, including the two children, which put them at an extreme health risk. The marriage between S and B is experiencing turmoil with history of verbal and physical abuse. Mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional health are all aspects of care that need to be addressed. So what other determinants are we looking at? Well, first of all, the family's lack of resources is a big determinant. The fact that they are living in a high poverty, high crime, and low income area ensures that safety can be a danger to the family. They do not have access to leisure activities, so that they are home majority of the time. With both children having uncontrolled asthma, not seeking current medical treatment, that also puts them at a high risk. According to the Office of Health Promotion and Disease Prevention, determinants that would pertain to this family in particular are, quote, income level, educational attainment, medical insurance coverage, access to medical care, pregnancy health, and general health status, end quote, 2018. It is also said that, quote, low socioeconomic status is associated with an increased risk for many diseases, including cardiovascular disease, arthritis, diabetes, chronic respiratory diseases, and cervical cancer, as well for frequent mental illness and distress, end quote. That's the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, 2018. S suffers from chronic conditions of obesity, hypertension, and diabetes, and her husband B suffers from a non-disclosed disability. Those pose a huge threat to their well-being and the well-being of their children. There are also mental determinants of health, which the Jones family is also experiencing. According to the Office of Health Promotion and Disease Prevention, there are, quote, social conditions such as interpersonal, family, and community dynamics, housing quality, social support, employment opportunities, and work and school conditions, end quote, 2018, which also applies to the Jones case. They are in a poor community. They do not have social or familial support systems, which can be detrimental to their emotional health. Now that the determinants have been discussed, what's the data? Where are the facts? What are they? From an epidemiological standpoint, there is data from Wisconsin, which is my state of residence, linking asthma, which is a huge disparity in the Jones household. The two children are both diagnosed with poorly controlled asthma. Quote, asthma affects 11% of Wisconsin children, end quote, Wisconsin Environmental Public Health Tracking System, 2015. We all know that asthma can flare up at any point in time, and it is essential to have medications for rescue, such as inhalers or possibly nebulizers. The Jones children that are young are at higher risk of complications because of their inability to see physicians for treatment, poor air quality, and has a father that smokes within the household. To help aid in reducing asthmatic complications for these children, a program should be designed to help their father be. And Wisconsin has a program that has a strong focus. Quote, the City of Milwaukee Health Department recently embarked on a smoking cessation project called Smoke-Free Homes for Strong Babies, which focuses on men who live with pregnant women, infants, and young children by helping them quit smoking. This program aims to improve indoor air, which can prevent asthma attacks. End quote, paraphrased Wisconsin Environmental Public Health Tracking System, 2014, page 4. What about S and B? Without proper nutrition and active exercise, their comorbidities of obesity, hypertension, diabetes, and alcohol and smoking abuse can lead to horrible effects, not only for them personally, but predisposed effects to their children. What about the lack of healthy foods, exercise, and recreational leisure activities that the families are without? B and S are already showing signs of obesity. They are becoming part of the statistic like we see in the state of Wisconsin. And according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, quote, 7 out of 10 leading causes of death in Wisconsin are due to chronic diseases, accounting for 2 out of 3 deaths annually, quote, 2018. And according to the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, quote, most recent in 2013 to 2016, the rate of obesity was 38.6% among adults aged 20 years and over, end quote, 2018. That's a very scary thought. What are the chances that the children will suffer from obesity if their parents also have that comorbidity and they do not have the proper nutrition and exercise regimens or the education from the parents regarding the importance of having such a thing? We have some data. How can we help this family? We need to figure out the LHI or leading health indicators that are affecting this family before we can create care plans to help this family and community. For instance, a few indicators would be maternal, infant, and child health, social determinants, mental health, and nutrition, physical activity, obesity. With those specific indicators in mind, what are some care plans that we can create in order to formulate goals, plans, interventions, and comparative outcomes? Well, here are just a few nursing diagnoses that come to mind when thinking about this family and this community. Ineffective health maintenance, related to lack of financial and material resources, as evidenced by on welfare and disability, no dental, medical, or prenatal care, lack of transportation, access to healthy foods and nutrition, familial support, and living in high poverty status. Or how about ineffective coping, related to inadequate support of parents due to parental death, siblings' unknown whereabouts, resources, as evidenced by destructive behavior towards S from B, lack of parental or paternal role to the children. What about imbalanced nutrition related to inadequate food resources, as evidenced by the fact that they're on food stamps, living in high poverty, and no income other than disability from B? Lastly, impaired parenting related to poor home environment and lack of socioeconomic status, as evidenced by high poverty, high crime area, low parenting, and coping skills. Here are just a few care plans that we can work with based on the health indicators this family endures on a daily basis. Well, what interventions can be done? We need to provide care by, quote, giving opportunity to identify existing health risks and to prevent future health problems for women and their children. These problems include heart disease, diabetes, genetic conditions, sexually transmitted diseases, and unhealthy weight, end quote, Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, 2018. We need to work with social services in order to be able to get S the proper prenatal care that she and her unborn baby need throughout her pregnancy. S has already had 2 of these, and based on family history, has a good chance of experiencing more diseases if she continues on this path. We need to explain to S that her current home situation could have detrimental effects on her, her unborn baby, and her 2 boys. Quote, pre-pregnancy health behaviors and health status are influenced by a variety of environmental and social factors, such as access to medical care and chronic stress. Some of these factors can affect and compound others and create a rippling effect, End quote. That's the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, 2018. So S is experiencing both limited access to medical care and chronic stress. How can we ensure that she's knowledgeable about reducing complications because of her inaccess to care? Quote, the risk of pregnancy-related complications and maternal and infant disability and death can be reduced by improving access to quality care before, during, and after pregnancy, end quote, the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, 2018. Smoking is also a big leading health indicator that affects everyone in the family, not just B. It is a financial obligation that B and S do not have the money to spend. It creates health hazards to everyone and is not a healthy way to relieve stress. Smoking cessation classes should be offered to B alongside the important education that is also needed. Does he truly know the effects, and is he willing to try to stop? Education needs to be provided on how these factors can negatively affect everyone involved in the home. We should connect with the local food pantries to ensure that they have access to healthy foods. There are also women, infants, and children programs, such as WIC, like in the state of Wisconsin here, that are available for low-income families that can provide food, diapers, and essential needs for this family. Not only are the physical problems with health issues and lack of medical and dental care a problem for this family, but they're also experiencing a great deal of emotional problems. The parents' inability to cope with the situation they are in is affecting their marriage, relationship with their children, and they are socially isolated from family and friends. They need resources for transportation. And does S feel safe with B at home? He has verbally and physically abused her. Has he done that to their children? Does S need to find safety in a shelter with her children? According to the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, quote, safe shared places for people to interact, such as parks and churches, can support positive mental health, end quote, 2018. What are the religious views of S and B? Would they consider others reaching out to them from within the community? Before any interventions can be done, as mentioned above, it is paramount that a proper assessment is performed, not only of the family members, but their home environment and their community. We need to ensure that we are seeing the bigger picture. What is their home really like? What is their home life like? Are they able to move if they need to? Is there a way to find S's sister so she has some sort of familial connection? Does she need to visit her mother in Florida after she's had her stroke and is now living in a nursing home? Will that help her cope? We already know that the children need to feel safe in their environment. Quote, children reared in safe and nurturing families and neighborhoods, free from maltreatment and other social problems, are more likely to have better outcomes as adults, end quote, by the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, 2018. We need to ensure that S and B's children are raised in a home where there is no maltreatment and lack of parental support so they grow to be successfully, positively driven individuals. They need that support system. The entire family needs to feel as if they have a strong support system, and that is only going to help them in the future. Quote, studies have shown that increased levels of social support are associated with a lower risk for physical disease, mental illness, and death, end quote, Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, 2018. Now that the interventions with resources have been discussed, action plans have been created, what time frame fits? We need to consider Maslow's hierarchy of needs. For instance, physiological factors need to be addressed first, with self-actualization last. Are the basic needs being met? Food, shelter, clothing, etc. Next is safety. Safety is essential for everyone in the home. There needs to be a home to visit, ensure safety to all. That's a time-sensitive matter. What about health? The health of S and her unborn children, B and their two children at home, every single family member, they need to have access to medical care, with the children having asthma and proper nutrition. It's essential. There needs to be health insurance applied through the state so that they can ensure to receive proper medical attention. There should be a social worker or caseworker involved with everyone in the home so services can be applied for and started. Each intervention, because of being so different, affecting individuals differently, need to be considered in regards to a time frame. And more importantly, involvement from the parents, B and S, it's essential. What time frame are they wanting to see? How involved are they, or do they want to be? How do we advocate within the community as public health nurses? By finding out, like mentioned earlier, food pantries, safe shelters, access to medical and dental care and transportation, state assistance to help with food, medical, dental, transportation services, and mental and emotional, spiritual health and counseling. What about the community itself? Should there be more parks or recreational programs created to increase access to physical activity, to promote proper, healthy lifestyles? And is there access to these resources for everyone in the community? More importantly, does everyone know that they exist? If the community that B and S live in is in shambles, there needs to be help to decrease these disparities. In conclusion, unfortunately, there are more families just like the Joneses and communities like the Joneses reside in everywhere we turn. It is up to us to make a difference. Education is vital to everyone involved, no matter what the situation is. A very important thing to remember for this family and community both is, quote, the well-being of mothers, infants, and children determines the health of the next generation and can help predict future public health challenges for families, communities, and medical care system, end quote, said by the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion 2018. So it is critical that we step up to make a difference and do our part as public health nurses. We community health nurses need to come together, collaborate with other healthcare officials, state representatives, social workers, churches, nutritionists, parks and recreational programs, transportation agencies, and other families that need the mutual support. If we can all come together after formulating assessments, nursing diagnosis, plans, interventions, and evaluations, we can continue to help the lives of millions one day at a time, one family at a time, one life at a time. Thank you for listening and have a great day.